It's 9/11 here, and American taxpayers are paying hundreds of millions of dollars every month on fake drugs. A CBS News investigation found that troops and veterans who suffer with pain are being prescribed what they are told are custom prescriptions at little cost, maybe no cost to them. But the cost is thousands of dollars to taxpayers. CBS News correspondent Jim Axelrod joins us to talk more about this investigation. Jim, good to have you with us this morning.
Good morning.
So how exactly does this system work?
Well, there is what the general who's in charge of TRICARE, which of course is the military's health benefit system, calls a big, expensive problem, an astronomical explosion of charges. Essentially, $42 million a month in spending on combating prescriptions has surged to now more than $300 million a month. So there are also, when you have that kind of money at play, there's all kinds of websites and reach out to active duty service members and veterans, asking them to just put their TRICARE numbers, their military health benefit numbers, on web pages or to furnish them to these marketers. And the marketers in turn get these prescriptions signed by doctors, and the prescriptions are then sent to these active duty service members and veterans. And the Pentagon picks up the tab, which, as I told you at the top, is now on track to be more than $2 billion for compounded medication. Virtually all of that spending is for products that the Department of Defense believes are of dubious clinical benefit at best.
So these doctors who are, in essence, working for the pharmaceutical companies, the compounding pharmacies, what is their danger to them? Could they be held responsible for this? Are these appropriate prescriptions? What happens to them?
Well, the whole system obviously doesn't work unless you have somebody actually signing the prescriptions. Tonight on the CBS Evening News, we actually confront one of the doctors who actually signed a prescription for me. I put my name on one of these web pages, and 2 weeks later, I got medication sent to me, even though I never talked to a doctor, never visited with a doctor, never met with a doctor, and still had a prescription signed for me. So the whole sort of critical component in this entire scheme, obviously, are finding physicians who are part of this. We're going to get a lot more into that tonight.
And wow. Could there be any criminal charges pressed here?
Well, I'm sure that this is getting looked at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, too soon to say as far as criminal charges go. But clearly, anyone watching this investigation is going to have a rather highly raised eyebrow.
Now, what about the troops themselves, those people who are using the drugs? If they're dubious, do they do them any good?
Yeah, well, good question here. Again, Major General Richard Thomas, who's not only the head of TRICARE, the military's health benefit system, he's also a doctor and also chaired the Army's Task Force on Pain. So his point is, look, I want to do anything I can to reduce pain for veterans and for active duty service members. So obviously there was this hope that if there's something helpful that isn't addictive, they want to be able to have TRICARE, people covered by TRICARE, being able mm-hmm. to receive that and get that. But he did say to me over and over that the test they run, that there is, as I say, dubious clinical benefit, if any at all. So when you ask him straight up, is there anything in these creams that justifies the expense? The answer from General Thomas, not that we can find.
How about that? CBS News correspondent Jim Axelrod, thanks so much, and we'll be watching tonight.
Darn right.
Thank you.